I would now like to continue with the explanation. For the second quarter of 2015, I would like to talk about the business situation. This slide is shown for confirmation and purposes each time I make a presentation, and there are three areas where we are focusing on our business strategy. And likewise, I would like to confirm it this time too. In sales activities, though, specifically, we are making the following efforts. On the left-hand side, you can see that it's possible to make a switchover from other companies' products because we have these three points that require integrated management. Whereas in the past, a multi-vendor approach was good, but now it's necessary to look at how integration can be achieved. And so therefore, for our customers, if they seek integrated security and management capabilities, then a switchover from other companies' products has become possible, and we'll be promoting this. On the right-hand side, we're trying to penetrate users of other companies' products and also carry out upsales to our existing customers. On the left-hand side, you can see the endpoint security. We have a very high market share there. And on the right-hand side, in the area of server security, we also had a high market share. And in these areas, we would like to use our advantages to make a shift from 1C to 2C and then to 3C. I would now like to focus upon what the result of our efforts have been. If you look at this, as already shown, this is the 3C strategy in the three areas. And from the first quarter of this year to the second quarter of this year, we have taken advantage of the increase by 18% of our 2C customers. Meanwhile, for our full lineup customers, we see a 19% increase from the end of March to the end of June. As the threats have become more and more complicated, multiple technologies need to be used, and it's become a very important point to focus on how to respond to threats. As for the domestic enterprise market, first of all, in the area of custom defense, we have deep discovery. And on a year-on-year basis, compared to the second quarter of last year, revenues have increased by 2.3 times. And in terms of the number of customers, on a year-on-year basis, we are up by 26%. So we see very steady growth. And as described here, there is the My Number social security system that's coming in. But in the private sector, there are implementations that are being promoted more and more. As for the My Number system, in the second half, we believe that further growth can be anticipated. In the lowlights, there was the situation of GPIF and the My Number, but there have been more and more inquiries coming in, and we're having difficulty keeping up with the resources necessary to provide with trial units. But we have both highlights and lowlights, but we're seeing a steady increase in the number of inquiries coming to us. Next, in regard to the user protection, as for the highlights, we have Trend Micro Security as a Service, which is cloud-based and which can be handled by our partners readily. And you're seeing companies like Otsuka and Rico are moving forward. And on a monthly basis, we are seeing steady growth. In red, there is RM, or Remote Manager. And this is a tool for management. And when it comes to the remote manager, for management purposes, endpoint management can be done. Our partners can carry this out so that in the area of servers, our cloud-based solutions can be used with remote managers so that our partners or our end users can carry out management activities. And for UTM or so on, it will be possible to carry out management through a single console. And in a multi-technology basis, we are the ones that can do this on a single vendor basis. And so it's not just the sales of licenses, but the sales of services that's very important. And we have allowed this to happen. You can see it in the numbers that we've been able to achieve. And so Trend Micro Security as a Service partners have increased. On a year-on-year basis, we have increased this by 37%. Furthermore, Microsoft Office 365 security services have been announced in the newspapers, and we will be beginning from the 1st of September, and this where many proof of concept activities have been carried out at our customer sites. And as we head towards the second half, there are high expectations for this product. As for lowlights, there's the gateway security software products, where revenues are down compared to the previous year. This is because our customers are taking advantage of UTM and so on. But here, from June, on a limited basis, we have already started UTM sales, and we'll be increasing the number of partners so that from June up until today, there have been quite a few of our UTMs that have been delivered.
So although this is part of a low light, we can actually make a strong recovery in this area using our own UTM appliances for cloud, data center security. Deep security is selling very strongly, 70% increase year on year, and 44% increase in the number of customers. Fujitsu has decided to use our Deep Security as a Service for the internal cloud service. They have multiple cloud services, and for all of them, they have decided to standardize on our product. At Interop, we have been selected as a finalist for Best Show Award for combination of VMware NSX and the Trend Micro Deep Security. Now, moving on to low light, deep security usage in public cloud environment, the penetration rate is already high among the large enterprises, but for smaller businesses, we still have more to do or more to go. Penetration rate is very high at large enterprises, but in the small and medium enterprises, the level of penetration is still low, which means that deep security can be provided by our partners as a service, and five or six really famous companies have already started doing this to cover the small and medium enterprises, so there is still room for growth. I would like to talk about the global and also domestic consumer markets. And similar to the commercial business, we have a strategy for consumer business as well for 2015. Just a quick review of the strategy. And these are the numbers. Mobile security for consumers. The sales in this category grew 136% year-on-year, or 36% year-on-year on a global level. And the consumer product sales has also increased by 2% year-on-year. And the renewal business seems to be doing very strongly both in Japan and the rest of the world. Virus Buster customer count is continuously increasing because of constant renewal. We have something called white package including services, and these packages enjoy high level of sales. Things are becoming more complicated, and customers have challenges or problems, but by buying services for support, they can address those issues. And this service has very high level of customer satisfaction. In terms of low light, we have very low growth rate for new products or new businesses. That's the only low light for the global and Japanese consumer business. That's all from me. Thank you.